A near-fatal NFL injury. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin critically injured during what appeared to be a fairly routine tackle during the Monday night football game against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Joe Daneman of Fox 19 in Cincinnati was there.
I've never seen the urgency that I saw tonight from the medical staffs from both the Bengals and the Bills on the field to get him the treatment he needed. I'm told by multiple sources that at one point on the field he had CPR. He needed to be shocked twice by an AED.
The Buffalo Bills have released a statement saying Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest, but his heartbeat was restored on the field before he was rushed to the hospital where he is listed in critical condition. The NFL has suspended the game indefinitely. A showdown is brewing in what is normally a rubber stamp vote on today's inaugural session of the new Congress. The first order of business in the House is to elect a speaker. Republicans in the majority this term, but GOP House Leader Kevin McCarthy is reportedly short of the number of votes needed to win the gavel. Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Good is among those who plan to not vote for McCarthy.
What we'll do is we'll block Kevin. There'll be, I suspect, 10 to 15 members who will vote against him on the first ballot. That will vote for Andy Biggs.
McCarthy was meeting with members offering compromises, including a potential midterm confidence vote. In a court hearing in Pennsylvania today, accused quadruple killer Brian Koberger is expected to waive his rights to fight extradition to Idaho to face murder charges in the stabbing deaths of four college students. The alleged cryptocurrency fraudster also has a court date today.
The founder of cryptocurrency exchange FTX is expected to plead not guilty during a court hearing in New York today. Sam Bankman-Fried is facing federal fraud and money laundering charges.
Fox's Tom Rigotti reports two of Bankman-Fried's associates have already pled guilty. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The cost of getting it there overnight is going up today.
If you're sending a package via FedEx, it'll cost more as of today. The shipping giant has raised its rates for FedEx Express, ground, and home delivery by almost 7%. FedEx freight rates are going up by 6.9 to 7.9%. The news was announced last fall in its earnings report, with company officials citing declining global volumes and rising operating costs from inflation as two major factors in the decision. The Commercial Appeal newspaper reports that since 2012, FedEx package rates have usually gone up by about 4.9% annually until the pandemic, when they were raised about 5.9%. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Missouri is planning to execute Amber McLaughlin later today for the murder of an ex-girlfriend several years ago, committed when the killer was Scott McLaughlin. Hers would be the first execution of a transgender inmate in the U.S. More than 65,000 people have passed by the bier of the late Pope Emeritus Benedict as he lay in state at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Thousands more expected today and tomorrow, the former Pope's funeral to be held on Thursday. The man considered by many to be the greatest soccer player ever will be laid to rest today.
Pele dominated the soccer field in life, and in death he possesses it too. He lies in the center of the stadium of Santos FC, a public wake at the team where he spent the majority of a legendary career. Fans joining dignitaries from sport and politics, and of course the star's family, in paying last respects. This admirer said he wouldn't leave until he saw his idol.
Oh,
you're inside my heart. Pelé's body will be taken a short way from the stadium for a private burial. He died last Thursday, aged 82. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.